choncho. Satana musa musiye choncho. Satana musa musiye choncho.
Zambia's former president Lungu dies. MQHZ urges swift action on resident doctors' withdrawal. And Burundi's ruling party seeks to tighten grip on power. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Monza. Zambia's sixth Republican president, Edgar Lungu, has died. The former president, who has been receiving specialized treatment in South Africa, died today, Thursday, June 5, 2025, at Mediclinic Medforum Hospital in Pretoria, South Africa. The development was confirmed by his daughter, who is also Chawama Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu, in a statement issued to RTV News by Patriotic Front, PF Acting President Given Luvinda. Mr. Lungu, who served as Zambia's president from 26 January 2015 to 24 August 2021, died at the age of 68. His presidency followed the death of President Michael Sata, under whom he had served as Minister of Defence and Justice. Mr. Luvinda said funeral arrangements will be communicated in due course. Kalingalinga Ward 32 Councillor Mukube Sanyonyi has commended government's decision to extend the Cash for Work program until 2026, describing the move as a positive step toward improving livelihoods and reducing poverty in vulnerable communities. Yesterday, government confirmed the extension of the Cash for Work program, which is promoted by the need to mitigate the devastating effects of drought experienced during the 2024-2025 farming season. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Nyonyi noted that the program, which provides temporary employment opportunities in exchange for cash payments, has already shown tangible benefits in empowering local residents, especially the youth and women. The move is commendable. It is clear that this program is not politically motivated. It is inclusive, fair, and focused on delivering support to those who need it the most, said Mr. Nyonyi. Meanwhile, Mr. Nyonyi has cautioned against bureaucratic delays in the disbursement of funds to the beneficiaries to avoid demotivating them. The civic leader further urged community members to participate actively in the program.
Remember, the Cash for Work is a temporary financial measure that aims to cushion the effects of the drought that we had of the vulnerable people. So it is very welcome, and the people are happy with the initiative. However, we would like to to urge the institutions that are in charge of making payments to these people that they shouldn't do, they should pay our people on time, because it goes up to 3-4 months without payment, and it defeats the initiative that...
The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to take immediate action to resolve the recent decision by resident doctors to withdraw their voluntary medical services from public health facilities. MQHZ Director General Queen Smobu says the development poses a significant threat to the quality of healthcare services in Zambia, particularly for the most vulnerable populations. In a statement to RTV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mwawu called on President Hichilema to intervene by directing the Ministry of Health to prioritize the welfare of healthcare workers and the patients they serve. We fear that the withdrawal of resident doctors will strain our already overburdened health system, leading to reduced access to essential healthcare services, increased morbidity and mortality rates, said Dr. Mwabu. He further said this will have far-reaching consequences for the health and well-being of the Zambian people.
As an organization with the mandate to ensure quality healthcare provision in hospitals and clinics, we are requesting that His Excellency President Mr. Hakainde Hichilema intervene in this matter and direct the Minister of Health to prioritize the welfare of healthcare workers and the patient they serve. We urge the President to take immediate action to resolve this crisis and ensure that our healthcare system continues to provide essential services to those who need them most.
ADRA Zambia and Grasscoffer have handed over 11 projects worth 23 million kwacha to the government in Gwembe District. The projects include 3 twin houses, 2 mothers' shelters, 5 incinerators, 1x3 classroom block and 2 bowl digesters, among others. During the handover ceremony, ADRA Zambia Country Director Kennedy Siabasimbi highlighted his organization's long-standing commitment to supporting Gwembe District since 2000. The organization's model of concentrating resources in one area has yielded positive results, as it has helped to transform Gwembe District positively, said Mr. Siabasimbi. He expressed joy in handling over critical facilities like the mother's shelter, which will reduce the distance expectant mothers travel to deliver and help alleviate maternal deaths. The Southern Province Assistant Secretary, Beston Mbozi, who officiated the event, acknowledged the challenges faced by the education sector in Gwembe District. Meanwhile, Glasgow Foundation Chairman Colin Glasgow expressed satisfaction with the impact of their projects in the district. In African news, voters in Burundi are heading to the polls amid a backdrop of surging inflation, fuel shortages and complaints of political repression. Seats in the National Assembly and local councils are up for grabs, but Evariste Ndayishimiye is safe in his role as president, as he is serving a 7-year term that ends in 2027. The elections would test the popularity of the governing CNDD-FDD party, a former rebel group which has been in power for the past 20 years. The East African nation was already one of the world's poorest countries, but residents there have been put under further pressure by a recent spike in the price of goods such as food. Coming up shortly, Europe cuts interest rates as Trump's tariffs loom. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The European Central Bank, ECB, has cut its key interest rate for the 8th time in just over a year.